Hello, my name is Hannah, speaking to you on the recorded line. What is the name of the person you're transferring?
Our name is Inet, and our phone number is 909-3444-785.
785. Perfect. You can go ahead and transfer her over. Thank you so much.
Yep.
Okay, hello, is this Annette?
Yes, it is.
Hi, Annette. My name is Hannah, speaking to you on a recorded line. Were you looking to see if you may participate in the hair relaxer lawsuit today?
Yes.
Okay, perfect. Before we go ahead and get started, I do just want to confirm some basic information for you first. Your first name, Annette, correct me if the spelling is incorrect. Is it A-N-N-E-T-T-E?
No, it's I. N is in Nancy, E is in Edward. Double T is in Tom.
Okay, so I have I, Igloo, N, Nancy, E, Elephant, T, Tom, E, Elephant. Is that right?
No E at the end.
No E at the end, okay. And may I please have the spelling of your last name?
F is in Frank, E is in Edward, A is in Apple, Z is in Zebra, E is in Edward, double L as in Larry.
Thank you so much. I have F, Frank, E, Elephant, A, Apple, Z, Zebra, E, Elephant, L, Larry, L, Larry. Is that right?
Yes, that's right.
Perfect. All right. And I have your phone number here. Is that going to be 909-344-4785?
Yes, that is correct.
Okay, perfect. Okay, we can go ahead and see if we can move forward here. And are you currently a resident of the U.S.?
Yes.
Okay, perfect. All right. And for the hair relaxer case, have you already found an attorney to assist you, or would this be the very first time?
This will be the very first time.
Okay. So you are willing to affirm that you had not signed documents or sought legal representation with any other law firm. Is that right?
That's correct.
Okay. And were you the one that had used hair straightening chemicals or hair relaxers within the last 20 years?
Yes.
Okay, and after using these relaxers, were you ever diagnosed with endometrial, uterine, or ovarian cancer?
Ovarian cancer.
Hi, geez, I'm so sorry to hear that.
Thank you.
When they had diagnosed you, did they happen to tell you the subtype? It's okay if they didn't.
I don't understand what that means.
Okay, no worries. Okay, we can go ahead and move forward here. What month, day, and year was it that you were diagnosed with your ovarian cancer?
I was 40, I think I was 55, I believe. I was 54. Yeah, because it was May 13th of 2024.
May the 13th of 2024, so earlier this year, is that correct?
Yes, that is correct.
Okay, once again, that's May 13th, right?
Yes, that is correct.
Okay, thank you. And which doctor had diagnosed you? Do you recall their name?
Her name is, I believe her name is Rosa, Dr. Rosa Avila.
Avila, okay. Okay, and do you recall where you had seen her, the city?
In Palmdale, California.
Palmdale, okay. Okay. Thank you. I found her. Okay, OBGYN. Okay, got it. Okay, let me go ahead and put in her information here so we can put it in our system when we request for documents. And did you see her at White Memorial and on Cesar Chavez in L.A.?
No.
Okay. Do you recall where you saw her?
I'm not sure. I'm...
You said Palmdale, right?
Yes, that's what I was
Palmdale Regional? Oh, okay, I found
regional.
It.
Yes, ma'am. Mm-hmm.
Okay, got it. Okay, got it. All right. Thank you so much for that. Okay. And did you use hair relaxer more than four times in a single year prior to being diagnosed?
Yes.
Yes. Okay.
Yes,
And on average, how many times per year would you say that you used hair relaxer prior to your diagnosis this year?
I used it six times a
Six times
year
a
for
year?
11 years.
Okay, got it. I see. Wow, six times a year, 11 years. Okay. Were you diagnosed at Palmdale Regional?
Yes.
I see. Okay, and what's your date of birth?
08221969.
I'll read that back to you. I have August 22nd of 1969. Is that correct?
That is correct.
Were you ever diagnosed with breast cancer or Lynch syndrome?
No.
Besides yourself, are you aware of anyone else that had also experienced any severe illnesses after using hair relaxer? Or was it, to the best of your knowledge, just yourself?
Not right off my head.
Okay, no worries. And was it primarily in the state of California that you use hair relaxer?
Yes.
Okay. When would you say that you started using it? I know you said 11 years. Do you recall the exact time frame of which year to which year that was?
I started using it March of 2013, and then
Okay.
I stopped using it April 2024.
Got it. I'm going to go ahead and put here as March 1st of 2020. I'm sorry, March 1st of 2013 to April 1st of 2024. Does that sound accurate to you for your usage?
Yes.
Okay,
Yes.
got it. Okay, got it. Okay, and let's see. You said you had used it for 11 years. Okay. And did you use it at home, in a salon, or both?
At home.
At home. Okay, got it. Okay, and would you recall the primarily the name brand that you were using? Dark and Lovely,
Yeah, Dr.
Cream of
Lovely,
Dark and
super.
Lovely. Okay, got it. Thank you. Okay, and did your cancer diagnosis happen 2 or more years after you started using the product regularly for at least 1 year?
Yes.
Okay, thank you. And after being diagnosed with your ovarian cancer, what type of treatment did you receive? Chemotherapy, radiation? Did you
Yes.
have to have a hysterectomy? Okay.
Yes, I had it was
Hysterectomy.
partial.
Partial? Okay, I see. Thank you.
And
Okay, was there any chemo as well,
they
or?
removed the right ovary.
Oh, I see. And the right. Do you happen to recall when that was? When you had your surgery, the
Five.
treatment day?
It was around May 22nd of 2024.
Oh wow, so pretty much right after you were diagnosed then, within a couple days.
Right.
Oh geez, yeah,
Yes,
I'm sorry to
ma'am.
hear that. Okay. And was that also by Dr. Avila as well? Was she the one that pretty much took care of
Yes.
you throughout this process? Okay. I'll
Yes.
go. Okay, got it. Let me go ahead and put in her information again then, just so we can have that logged. Okay. Okay, and again, I'm just going to put in your information here, which is. And then, do you go by middle name or initial at all, or mostly just first and last name?
Yes, I have a middle name, Renae. Renee.
Renee, Renae. Is that right?
Yes, that's correct.
Okay, perfect. And for HIPAA purposes, can you please confirm your gender for me?
I'm a female.
Thank you so much, and your social.
552-194667.
Thank you so much. I'll read that back to you. I have 552-194667. Is that right?
That is correct.
Okay, and what is going to be the best email address for you?
My last name, my first name, the number 99@gmail.com.
Okay, just want to make sure I have that correct. So I have Faisal. FEAZELLINETT99. Okay, perfect. And you said it was last name, first name, 99 at gmail.com. Is that right?
That is correct.
Perfect. And I do have your phone number here as, of course, again, 909-344-4785. Is that right?
That is correct.
And what's going to be the best address for you?
1846 East Avenue, J4, apartment letter M as in Mary, Lancaster, California, 93535.
Okay. And I'm sorry, did you say that was the apartment, was it apartment M, like Mary?
Yes, yes.
Okay, got it. So I'll read that back to you. So I have 1846 East Avenue, J4, apartment M, like Mary, Lancaster, California, 93535. Is that right?
That is correct.
Okay, perfect. Okay, got it. All right, and at Palmdale Regional, they would have medical records showing your diagnosis. Is that right?
That's correct.
Okay, got it. And last thing here is I'll just need an emergency contact from you. It can be either a family, a friend. It can be anyone.
Okay, you can, my daughter. Mm-hmm. Her name is Nicole Hill, well, Nicole Washington.
Okay, got it. Okay, and I'm ready for her phone number whenever you have it.
All right, let me get it out for you. Okay. Okay, let's look. Okay, her phone number is 562.
Mm-hmm.
Still the same number? I guess so. 581 55.
Okay, no worries. And good. In the future, if you do find that it is different, just let us know. We'll be able to fix that for you, okay?
Okay.
Perfect.
I believe that's it.
Okay, no worries. All right, so what I'm going to do now is I'm going to prepare the consent forms. If I'm not already, you can go ahead and put me on the speakerphone.
Okay. Okay, wait a minute. Oh, she called me from this other phone, from my other phone.
Oh, okay. Okay, no worries.
And that one is 213
718 okay. 3345. Okay, got it. Let me go ahead and get that taken care of here. Bear with me one moment while I do that. I'm just going to make sure I have that here. Okay, so in the meantime, I am also going to confirm all your information here. So I have your name as Annette, which is I-N-E-T-T, Renee, R-E-N-A-E, Feazell, F-E-A-Z-E-L-L. Is that right?
Mm-hmm. That's
okay,
good.
Residing at 1846 East Avenue, J4, apartment M. Lancaster, California, 93535.
That's great.
Date of birth, August 22nd, 1969, with social security number 552194667. Is that all correct?
That's correct.
Perfect. I'm going to go ahead and send this over. On your side, it should pop up either through text or email notification. Whenever it does, just go ahead and click on it, okay?
Okay.
Okay.
Oh, you just did it right now.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it just happened right now. Yeah.
Just
okay. And if you haven't gone through this process before, that's okay. Just let me know what section you get to, and I can just help you out from there.
Okay, let's see what we got here. All right. Okay, it's a mess. Okay. Mm-hmm. Okay. This was also sent by
yep.
email.
Yep. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So should I go to
continue?
That email?
Nope. They're just saying that it was sent both through text and email at the same time.
Okay.
So if you ever want to reference back to it, you can go ahead and look there. Is there a continue button that you're able to click on?
Yes.
Okay. Go ahead and click on that.
Okay. Please review.
Please review and add to these documents. Go ahead and click where it says continue. Or if it says at the bottom, I agree to electronic signature, go ahead and click on that box and then click continue.
Okay. Okay, push start to begin.
Mm-hmm. Go ahead and click that yellow start button. Once you click that yellow start button, you are going to see a yellow box with a downward facing arrow. So go ahead and click on that. Okay, and then you see the yellow box with the arrow. Click on that, sign it whenever you're happy with that. Go ahead and click where it says adopt and sign. Mm-hmm. And once you click on adopt and sign, you are going to see another one of those arrows with the yellow box. So just go ahead and click on it, and it'll just basically stamp the signature that you just created. Okay, and then once you click on that, if there's any more yellow boxes, click on it, or go ahead and click where it says finish at the bottom.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. So there is a continue button, but you can just exit out of the page completely. They're just asking you to create an account, but we actually don't require you to do that at all. So you can just exit from there.
Okay, there you go.
Okay, perfect. So I'm going to check everything here to make sure we're all good. And it looks like everything is perfect. So at this point, you don't need to do anything. From now until the next 4 days, someone from the law firm is going to be reaching out to you to do an introductory phone call. And at that point after, they are going to start requesting for your medical records, and they'll take over the case for you, okay? And in a few moments,
okay.
I am also going to be texting you with my direct number, so in case you ever have questions or, you know, are looking for any updates or you have any concerns, just feel free to text or give me a call, and I'll be able to help you, okay?
Okay, thank you so much for your time and patience.
Oh, of course. It's been a pleasure speaking with you again. I'm so sorry to hear about your diagnosis, but I do look forward to assisting you getting some justice here, okay, Annette?
Thank you.
Yeah,
you
have you as well, and a wonderful holiday season, okay?
Thank you.
Thank you. Bye-bye.